Blog Talk Radio.
Living in a time, folks.
Glory to God. Greetings, folks. This is Joan Matthews coming live on Blog Talk Radio, and I just want to just welcome every single one of you to this radio program. And just let's all give God the glory, the honor, the praise, because He is worthy to be praised, and He's worthy to be honored, and He's worthy to be glorified. This is Sunday, January 28th, and again, Joan Matthews coming live on Black Talk Radio. And God is able to keep us, and He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly over and above anything that we can ask or think of Him. So let's just honor Him today. God, man, sometimes I wake up in the morning or I'm just out and about doing my thing, and there are times when it dawns on me that I'm alive. I have my being. I am here. I can speak. I can see. I can touch. I can hear. I can affect someone's life. I can praise God. I can glorify Him. And at that moment, I can't help but praise Him. I can't help but glorify Him. I can't help but give Him the honor and the glory. I can't help but thank Him and say, Father, I thank You for this moment, because You have brought me through this new day. God, the Bible said that His mercies are new every morning. And it's because of His mercies why I am speaking today to you guys. It is because of His mercies why you today, whoever you are, that are listening to this message, to this voice. It is not by accident that you are listening. It is not by accident that you tune in. But I just want you today to know that God loves you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, even if it's just one person, even if it's just one soul, just know today that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, He loves you so much with an everlasting love, and He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I am here today speaking to you, yes, you, this one person, not 10, 15, 20, not a million, but this one person, yes, you, who are listening, that no matter what you have done, no matter what you are doing right now, God loves you, no matter what people have done to you, no matter what the world has done to you, no matter what your loved ones have done to you, from a youth up, Jesus loves you, and He can take away your pain. He can take away your sorrow. He can take away your hurt. He can take away your hate. He can take away your sins. No matter how grave your sins may be, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, died that day on the cross because He thought of you, because He loves you with an everlasting love, and He doesn't want you to perish in your sins, in your pain, in your suffering, in your hate, in your unforgiveness. If anyone have hurt you so bad that you feel in your heart that you cannot forgive, read John, the book of John. Just read the book of John. And just cry out and say, Jesus, or Yeshua, who are you? Is this true that you died to set me free? Set me free from my pain and my suffering and my sins and my hate and my unforgiveness. And you will see that he answers you. He didn't die in vain. He didn't die that you and I may suffer. He didn't die that the enemy can have a victory over your pain, victory over your suffering, victory over your hate, victory over your unforgiveness. Yeshua didn't die so that the enemy can have victory over your soul and over your salvation. He died that you may have victory over everything that is wrong with you. And he can wipe away your tears. He can wipe away your pain. He can wipe away your hurt. He can wipe away your unforgiveness. He can wipe away your sins, no matter how deep and crimson they are. He can clean that away. He can wipe that away with not a trace left. All you have to do is cry out to him and say, Yeshua, Jesus, help me. I need you. I need your help. Jesus loves you. He didn't let not his death be in vain today. For whoever you are and whoever is listening, let not his death be in vain. Please give your heart to him. If you have killed someone, if you have lied about someone, if you have stolen, if you are living in adultery or fornication or homosexuality or hate, unforgiveness, pain and suffering, if you are, Yeshua can help you. His blood, the blood of Yeshua makes you whole today. Oh, the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, makes you whole today. Makes you whole. You're whole. You're free from bondage, sin, and hate, pain, and suffering. You're being touched by the love of God, by the power of God that surpasses all understanding. You're free right here, right now, in Yeshua's name. Whew, I didn't even mean to go off like that. When I log in, I didn't mean to start the show like that, but thank you, Father, for allowing your Holy Spirit to lead and to direct and to speak through me. Because, you know, folks, we are a conduit. We are a conduit for the Lord God. We are his messengers. Our hands are his hands. Our lips belong to him. Our feet, our steps belong to him. Our minds belong to him who have purchased our all. He has purchased our everything. So everything we are belong to him, because he's worthy. And the reason why he's worthy is because he created us and he And when we sinned against him, he didn't cast us away. He put on flesh like us. And he reached down from his throne and he came here to help us and to set us free. And what are we to do? But to trust in him, but to believe in him with all our heart and soul and mind, but to give him our all, because he has bought us. He has bought us with a price, not a price made with perishable gold and silver and dirty money. But he purchased us. He purchased us with his blood. A violent and cruel death on the cross. He willingly laid down his life. For us. Burying our faults and our sins and our pain and our suffering. And he raised again 3 days after. 3 days after he raised uncorruptibly. 3 days after he emerged victorious. Victorious. Burying our sins and our shame and our pain and our suffering and our hate. And our unforgiveness in hell forever. So we belong to him. Now, what do we have to do? Just accept this awesome gift, this awesome gift of redemption, this awesome gift of salvation. That's what we have to do. Accept him. Accept him. Believe in him. That's it. We have to believe in him. If we don't believe in him, then nothing can happen. Could you imagine having someone in your life, let's say a spouse or a husband or a wife, and person in your life, that husband or wife in your life, don't believe in you at all. They don't trust you. They don't trust in you. They don't believe in you. They don't respect you. They don't abide by the rules of the marriage between the two of you. Do you think that you will be able to confide in that person who doesn't trust you or believe in you? Do you think you'll be able to actually tell them your thoughts and your secrets and what's going on in your life and who you are? Do you think you'll be able to reveal your most intimate, passionate side to that person? No. Because that person doesn't believe in you. That person doesn't trust in you. That person doesn't respect you or honor you. How you feel. What makes you sad? What makes you mad? What makes you happy? That person doesn't honor that. And there are rules that you have that that person doesn't really care. There is no way that you can give your heart and your mind and your soul to that person because that person doesn't care about you. This is what we do to the Lord. This is what we do to Yeshua, to our Father. We deny him when we don't give our all to him. We deny him when we don't trust in him with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. One day I was sitting on the train going to work, and the Lord spoke to me and said, the Lord said to me, you are a flint. You veer not to the left nor to the right. You believe me even when you didn't understand. I love you, child. Just imagine that. God said, I am a flint. What is a flint? A flint is a flake or a piece of a stone that is chipped off of the original stone. Back in the island, that when we are out and about, when I was growing up as a little girl, I was like a tomboy, and we would like take a hammer or another stone and try to chip a sharp piece of stone off of that stone in order to use that stone to cut things open, mainly coconuts. And I remember that piece of flint would come off and it would be sharp. But that's a chip off the old block, a chip off of a bigger stone. So that's what a flint is. In other words, Father was saying to me, you are a flint, you are a chip off the old block. You are a sharp two-edged sword. He was saying to me, you veer not to the left nor to the right, meaning that I do not add to his word, nor do I take away from his word. I just believe his word. What it is, even when I didn't understand what it means, even when I didn't understand what it's saying to me, even if I didn't understand the full gist of what the word is saying to me, I would just meditate on it, and I would just say, Father, I don't understand what this is. I don't understand what this means. I don't understand what this word is saying to me. Would you please reveal to me what your word is saying? And I will try to follow his word to the best of my understanding. I would allow the Lord God to reveal the truth to me, which he usually do. The Father said, he said, you believe me even when you didn't understand. This is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to have childlike faith in him. Even when we don't understand what he's doing, even when we don't understand what certain things mean, even when we don't understand where we are going or what the next step is or what the next day brings or what his plans are for our lives, even when we don't understand why we are doing certain things we do. We just have to trust him and have faith in him that he will reveal it to the end. He will show us the way. He will carry us where we need to go. He will take us where we need to go. He will lead us where we need to be. He will cover us when the enemy is after us. He will protect us. He will bear us up lest we dash our foot against a stone. He will open our eyes that we see the things that we can't see. He will circumcise our heart so that we understand. He will. When I didn't know how to love the Lord, when I didn't know what it means to love him, and I cried out with tears and fear and trembling and with much tears. I cried out, Lord God, I don't know how to love you. I don't know what it means to love you. I don't think I've ever loved you. And I don't know how to love you. Would you please teach me how to love you? And the Lord said to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I didn't fight. I didn't struggle. I didn't quite understand. And then in my heart, I'm like, Lord, haven't I kept your commandments? And the Lord read my thoughts and he said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I couldn't deny. And I said, Father, I am guilty. I have never kept your Sabbath day, which is the seventh day, according to the word of God. I said, I've never kept your Sabbath day. I don't know how to keep it. I don't know what it means to keep it. I don't know why I should keep it. All I'm asking, Father, would you teach me all that I need to know about the Sabbath day? See, that's what the Lord is saying. You were not to the left nor to the right. You didn't add. I didn't reason away that command of God to honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The Sabbath is the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord our God. And it's a covenant between the children of God, the children of Israel, and God, the Father. I didn't argue with him. I didn't say, oh, but, you know, well, I'm keeping Sunday. Oh, what if I keep Sunday? Oh, any day is the Sabbath day. Oh, every day is the Sabbath. The Lord never said every day was the Sabbath day. He didn't say we can keep any day. And I said, Lord, I am guilty. Please teach me all that I need to know about the Sabbath. I didn't reason away the word of God. I didn't add it to his word. I didn't take away from his word. I didn't throw it out. I didn't put my own 2 cents. All I did was believe what he said about the Sabbath day and about his word. And said, Lord, I don't understand. Please teach me. And the Lord taught me all that I need to know about the Sabbath day. Everything. All the articles that I've written on the Sabbath day, he taught me. And let me tell you something. Everything that I wrote on the Sabbath day is not of my own understanding. It's not of my own flesh. But the word of God that worketh in the hearts and minds of men and women who trust in God and believe in him. John chapter 12, verse 37 said, now when Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, walked the earth, said he had done many miracles before the people, before many of the people, have done many miracles before them, yet they do not believe him. Yet they believe not on him. They didn't believe on him. Why they didn't believe on him? Because they didn't trust in him. They didn't have faith in him. Folks, without faith, and faith is believing in God, believing in his word. And when we don't understand, we need to ask him, Lord, what does this mean? And a lot of times when I hear people say something about the word of God, about what's in the Bible, about how to do with faith of Yeshua, when I hear people say something, and there are many times when it doesn't sit right with my spirit, and I will ask the Lord, I'm like, Lord, is this true? Lord, reveal the truth to me, reveal what this means to me. And you know, the Bible says that the Spirit of God in us bear witness to the truth. So if somebody say something about scriptures, about the word, about God, if you're a true follower of God, if you have faith in God, then that spirit in you will bear witness to that word. And if that spirit doesn't bear witness to that word, then that means that it's not of God. So God is doing and speaking to many today. But then there are many who are not hearing. There are many who are not listening. There are many who God is not speaking to because of unbelief. Because of unbelief in the word, because of unbelief in Yeshua. You know, verse 47 of John chapter 12 said, "And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and received not my words had one that judge him. He said, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day." So, you see, this same spoken word that are written in the pages of the Bible, that's who your judge is. Those words that are written in the Bible, you are going to be judged by those words. A lot of you are going to be judged by the fact that the Bible said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For 6 days the Lord God made heaven and earth, and the seventh he rested. And it's the Sabbath of the Lord your God. It's not the Sabbath of man. It's not the Sabbath of the Jews or the Israelites. It's the Sabbath of the Lord for every single one of us who trust and believe in him. So it's those same words that's going to come back to judge you in that day. So, folks, I'm encouraging you today. Do not listen to doctrines of demons and doctrines of devil. Do not listen to those people out there who are telling you contrary to what the words say. Go to the Bible, read it. And if the Bible say, if any lack understanding, ask of God, and he will give you understanding. You don't have to believe anything I say. You have free access to the Most High God. You have free access to him to go ahead and ask him, "Lord, is this true? Lord, what's written here in your Bible, in the Word of God, is this true?" Because what I'm telling you here, I'm not making up stories. I'm telling you what's written in the Word of God. So that's what the Lord was saying to me. You are a flint. You veer not to the left nor to the right. You believe me even when you didn't understand. I love you, child. God loves us when we believe in him. He loves us when we believe in him. He loved us. He loves us when we veer not to the left nor to the right when it comes to believing his word. Jesus Christ is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the Word of God, the Word that was made flesh. God the Father is the Word. The Bible says in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And verse 14 of John chapter 1 said, "And the Word was made flesh, and he dwelt among men. But men did not, men behold his glory, but they did not perceive him." They didn't understand. They didn't get the understanding that God the Father came here in the flesh, show himself as the Son of God, who is God. And many of you was, "Oh, is that possible?" Well, Father said to say to them who questions, who ask, "Is there anything too hard for God to do? Are there any impossibilities with God?" Well, I rest my case. Thank you, everyone, for listening and for tuning in. And may the Most High God bless and keep you as we enter into the great tribulation. Give him your heart, your soul, your mind. Trust him with everything that you are. Because let me tell you something, folks. Without belief, the Bible says, without trust, without faith, it is impossible. Impossible to please God. It is impossible to hear from God if you don't have faith in Him, if you don't have trust in Him. There is no way that He can reveal Himself to you. There is no way that He can give words of encouragement, or He can reveal what's in His heart to you. This is Joan Matthews saying good night, and I pray and ask God to keep us unto His coming. Amen. And folks, always, always, always send me an email. Send me a message if you want to talk, if you have questions, and if you want to fellowship, because the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of the brethren. So I love you in Christ. Good night.